Now that the sun had risen, it wasn't very cold in the half-finished section of the hospital, but the middle Baudelaire shivered nonetheless. That's what Mattathias meant when he said that they had found what they were looking for.
Danger, Sunny said grimly.
She certainly is, Klaus said. We have to rescue Violet before it's too late.
Vroom,
Sunny said, which meant, but we don't know where she is. She must be somewhere in the hospital, Klaus said. Otherwise Mattathias wouldn't still be here. He and Esme are probably hoping to capture us, too.
Rants,
Sunny said. And the file, Klaus agreed, taking page 13 out of his pocket, where he had been storing it for safekeeping, along with the scraps of the Quagmire notebooks. Come on, Sonny. We've got to find our sister and get her out of there.
Lindestow,
Sonny said. She meant, that'll be tough. We'll have to wander around the hospital looking for her, while other people will be wandering around the hospital looking for us. I know, Klaus said glumly. If anyone recognizes us from the Daily Punctilio, we'll be in jail before we can help Violet.
Disguise,
Sunny said. I don't know how, Klaus said, looking around the half-finished room. All we have here is some flashlights and a few drop cloths. I suppose if we wrapped the drop cloths around us and put the flashlights on top of our heads, we could try to disguise ourselves as piles of construction materials.
Geduced,
Sunny said. Which meant, but piles of construction materials don't wander around hospitals. Then we'll have to walk into the hospital without disguises, Klaus said. We'll just have to be extra careful. Sunny nodded emphatically, a word which here means as if she thought being extra careful was a very good plan, and Klaus nodded emphatically back. But as they left the half-finished wing of the hospital, the two children felt less and less emphatic about what they were doing. Ever since that terrible day at the beach, when Mr. Poe brought them news of the fire, all three Baudelaires had been extra careful all of the time. They had been extra careful when they lived with Count Olaf, and Sunny had still ended up dangling from a cage outside Olaf's tower room. They had been extra careful when they'd worked at the Lucky Smells lumber mill, and Klaus had still ended up hypnotized by Dr. Orwell. And now the Baudelaires had been as careful as they could possibly be. But the hospital had turned out to be as hostile an environment as anywhere the three children had ever lived. But just as Klaus and Sunny entered the finished half of Heimlich Hospital, their feet moving less and less emphatically, and their hearts beating faster and faster, they heard something that soothed their savage breasts.
We are volunteers fighting disease, and we're cheerful all day long. If someone said that we were sad, that person would be wrong.